You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, it's time now to look at the politics that you need to pay attention to. We are in Alexandra today. The president is expected a little later on with the premier. We understand the mayor's coming on Monday. We're joined now by political analyst Dr. Ntsikelelo Breakfast. Good morning to you so much, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me on your program, sir.
So here's the thing. It's election season. You would expect, of course, politicians to make the most of any opportunity that comes their way. And whilst they do that, it's the residents of Alexandra and places like that who suffer.
Look, I think there is more to this than meets the eye. I don't think that this is a simplistic and a straight forward. Because in as much as you have a social conflict that has broken out, or in as much as you have a class struggle there, at the same time, I think we need to appreciate the fact that elections are just around the corner. So party politics are also in the mix. The ANC was dislodged from the helm of power in 2016, and it has always wanted to bounce back again to the helm. At the same time, the DA doesn't want to take full responsibility of the situation at play, simply because it wants to advance the narrative that it runs the best municipalities. So you have a mixed bag, basically, of issues. But I think the way out is that the Constitution makes a provision that all spheres of government, namely the local government, the provincial government, alongside the national government, they need to work side by side in pursuit of development.
Would you say, because there are people who are increasingly questioning the cooperative governance model that we've adopted in South Africa, would you say this is yet another example of its failure?
That one is a bit difficult, because the inhabitants, they should come first to politicians. It should not be power that comes first. But I think the problem here is that the latter comes first. Politicians, they are interested in power. And sometimes they do that at the expense of the needs of the people on the ground. But I really cannot give you a straightforward answer to your question.
Dr. Breakfast, we're seeing this in Alexandra now, but a number of total shutdown campaigns seem to be mushrooming up, certainly in various parts of Gauteng. We're seeing it in Hammanskraal, we're told this morning. There are planned shutdowns in places like Mamelodi. Bekkersdal was up in arms yesterday. What does it tell you that particularly weeks before we go to the polls, people would rather, in some senses, express themselves in that way than necessarily only at the ballot box?
Look, social conflicts, they can happen due to a number of reasons. They can happen because people are angry and their aggression leads to a violent behavior, or they can happen because other people want to use those struggles as a proxy to access resources of the local state. So you have a situation that is very complex. But at the same time, what is compounding the situation is that, as you said earlier on, elections are just around the corner. So at the same time, also a political party like the ANC in Alex stands a chance to gain some kind of political mileage, political capital.
All right, we'll leave it there with Dr. Ntsikelelo Breakfast from Stellenbosch University, political analyst, giving his views on what might be afoot in terms of what we're seeing, not only in Alex, but around Gauteng, many communities up in arms, using, I suppose, this moment to express their concerns. Will they be heard, or are politicians being politicians, using this for potential point scoring ahead of the general election?